It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered nutritionist dietitian Amber Boyens of IMI Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota, and talk about nutrition and your health and all kinds of interesting things. And that's what we're going to do today, right, Amber?
That's right.
And today we're going to talk about where to get accurate information on nutrition.
Yes.
Okay. Is that possible?
Well, it's hard sometimes. And what is accurate information, right? I mean, that's kind of one of the big questions as we talk about this, is what's right for one person is not necessarily what's right for somebody else.
Okay.
So
how can you be sure that what you're getting is accurate?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing you can do, because this time of year, we were kind of talking before we start, this time of year can be one of the hardest times of year to do this, because people are still selling a lot of those, like, get back on track things, or, you know, here's the supplements that you can do to keep your 2024 going right, and you can get healthy and lose weight and do all of these wonderful things. So there's still a lot of targeted stuff toward people, which can make it really difficult to find nutrition information, especially if people are in kind of a vulnerable place where they are wanting to lose weight, or they're wanting to make change, or they feel like they haven't in the past. So the first thing I always tell people is know the credentials of the person or the place that's providing this information. So what qualifies somebody in the state of Minnesota to provide nutrition education one-on-one? Do you know what qualifies somebody in the state of Minnesota?
Be a registered dietitian, I would imagine.
That's one way. Okay. And you actually have to be licensed by the state of Minnesota as well.
Okay.
Do you know any others?
That's the only one I know of.
So, and registered dietitians, yeah, that's the federal credential. So because I'm a registered dietitian, it's nationally recognized, but then you have to be licensed in your individual state. But then we also have licensed nutritionists in Minnesota. Now, this is going to be different in South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and every other state has different rules on who can call themselves a nutritionist. In some states, it can be anybody. In Minnesota, in order to call yourself a licensed nutritionist and to hold that credential, you have to have a master's degree in nutrition and 900 plus supervised practice hours. So in Minnesota, for outpatient nutrition, a licensed nutritionist can be a good option as well. And there's one more. There's a certified nutrition specialist. And a certified nutrition specialist is again, a federally or nationally recognized credential that takes a number. I can't even remember how many supervised hours they have to have, but a substantial amount of education and supervision before you get the credential. So those are, and then doctors. Doctors are technically, legally allowed to give nutrition advice as well. And some of them know a lot about nutrition and some of them don't. They don't get a lot of education on it right out the gate. So it really depends on what they have done for continuing education throughout their career. So those are the credentials of people who can provide one-on-one and the people who can kind of make recommendations when it comes to nutrition. So those are all going to be pretty safe credentials. There's a lot of other people out there who are qualified in nutrition. Something, I don't even know what the credentials are, because it's usually like a few weeks or a short course. A lot of times you'll see it with like fitness trainers and people kind of in the wellness industry, and they can provide general education on nutrition, and really anybody can provide just a nutrition class. But when it comes to personalized nutrition information, those are the credentials you're looking for. So the reason it's important to get it with somebody who has some of that education is that nutrition is incredibly personalized. And it's relatively complicated too. And I think a lot of times people think because we all eat and we've all had experience with eating or weight gain or weight loss or things that make you feel well or don't make you feel well or improve your pain or worsen your headaches, people feel like their experience is valid, and it is. I think it's great for people to share what has worked for them. But when we talk about chronic health conditions like diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, gout, kidney stones, thyroid issues, history of disordered eating patterns, reflux, any other esophageal risk factors, arthritis, all of those things can impact, and more, can impact what food plan, what lifestyle is appropriate for any given individual. Also just their mental health, resources, finances, all of those kinds of things are an important factor that we take into consideration when we make nutrition plans, and medications. What medications are people taking? Because that can impact what kind of a diet is appropriate. So always important to look at those things. And, you know, I have a fair amount of education in nutrition, and I've been counseling people now for about 10 years and worked in research for a few years before that. and I'm still learning, and things still change. So nutrition is, like I said, just kind of a complicated thing, and it's important to just be working with somebody or a group that knows what they're working with.
I know everything I know. I learned from Marie Osmond on TV. She looks pretty good.
That is a starting point. Yes, that is a starting point, which is such a great lead into the next thing, is ask yourself, what's this person or this company trying to sell you? I have a hard time. I don't, obviously this is my career, so I have to make money to take care of my family, right? But I have a hard time capitalizing on wellness. I don't think that wellness and health and nutrition should be things that are only available to people who have money to afford them. I think everybody should have access to accurate, helpful nutrition information. So it's always important to think about, like, you know, when you're getting nutrition from somewhere or someone, is there something behind it? Is there something specific they're trying to sell you? Is there a program that you need to follow? It's not to say that the information can't be relevant. It's just important to take that into consideration. So what are their credentials? And then, you know, is there more behind what they're trying to sell me? And then is that appropriate for me? And then thinking to kind of my favorite part, or one of the parts that I think is most important, is what's the language that's being used? If anybody anywhere ever tries to tell you that what they have will 100% fix whatever problem you're trying to fix, I would run as fast as you can in the other direction, because it doesn't work like that. Hmm. Unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I thought it was so well.
I mean, I think we all would love to find
something
that thing
every day.
Yeah. But there is nothing that can always fix your gut problems. There is nothing that will always cause you to lose weight. There is nothing that can absolutely prevent you from having a heart attack, a stroke, cancer, anything else. We can reduce our risk factors in those areas. But if somebody tells you that they can prevent it, or that they can cure something with their plan, we just can't guarantee that. It just doesn't work that way. So not to say that there aren't a ton of great people who have a lot of experience. And I think that working with somebody who's experienced what you've experienced with, or having that person for support and accountability, is wonderful. I think anytime you don't feel alone in making diet change, it makes it a little bit easier. You hear other people's struggles. You hear what helped them get through the hard parts. But also just remembering that every single one of us is a unique individual with unique circumstances, unique DNA. And what works for one person isn't necessarily going to work for somebody else. And that doesn't mean that you failed at that other thing. It just means that that wasn't the right plan for you and for your health goals and for where you're at. So just kind of paying attention, you know, if you're looking online for information, obviously research studies are a great place to look, but they can be a little complicated to try to navigate and understand yourself if you're not familiar with a lot of the terms in there. But things that come from universities and hospital systems and some government sites can be great places to get less biased information. We're not going to find completely unbiased information, but when we look at places like that, we can get stuff that comes with a little less bias in what they're trying to sell or get out of it for themselves.
Okay. Now, we have a studio guest here today.
We do.
We've got Carrie Boyens, who's in here, who happens to be your sister-in-law.
She is my sister-in-law.
Yes, and she looks pretty fit and trim, I
think. And she's very interested in nutrition as well. Nutrition is actually a passion for Carrie, too.
Well, I'm interested, but I'm glad you bring that up, because I think you made a very important point at the beginning of your discussion, which is there are, you know, there's a handful of truly certified, credentialed professionals that, you know, that do this and can guide people in the right direction. Can you give some recommendations? When is a nutritionist appropriate, say, versus a dietitian? Is there an example
CNS. Yep.
Can you give an example for, you know, who should we just look for, whomever is credentialed that's close to you? Or are there instances where a nutritionist might be able to provide some different kind of value? How does that work?
That is such a good question. So when we talk about the difference between a registered dietitian and a nutritionist, registered dietitians are a little bit more broad in their education. So a registered dietitian is getting educated and licensed in everything from inpatient to outpatient to food service to corporate nutrition and all of those kinds of things. So after registered dietitians get their credentials, they tend to go out in a direction. So if you're somebody who's trying to lose weight and you're working with a food service dietitian, they're maybe not even going to be a good fit for you. Same thing, you know, if you're working on preventing kidney stones and you're talking to somebody who works in R&D as a dietitian, not a great fit. So dietitian isn't even necessarily, you know, it's such a broad term because we can go in so many directions. Licensed nutritionists are generally only educated, for their credentials specifically, in outpatient stuff. And they might go, you know, toward weight loss, but they might also go toward gut health or something like that. So I think you bring up a great point in understanding for any given dietitian or nutritionist. And then CNS is kind of in between the two of them. A CNS isn't typically going to do like corporate nutrition or food service, but they might do more inpatient than a nutritionist would typically do. So like tube feedings and stuff like that too. So whether you're working with a dietitian or a nutritionist, knowing their background, knowing their passion, and understanding what they actually have to offer you is so important because they're not all the same.
Yeah. Well, cool. That's important and that's helpful to understand. I think, you know, if really the bottom line is just run in the other direction from someone that has a bottle that they are trying to sell you, I think we can all benefit from that.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a little disappointed to hear that everything I've seen on TV is not true.
Well, you can go ahead and give it a try.
Or what I've read on the internet.
Let us know how that works for you.
All right. Well, Amber, appreciate the info once again on another Taco Tuesday. If anybody's interested in more information, how do they find you?
Yep, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U, nutrition.com, or on Facebook at Immune Nutrition.
All right, and we'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.